El Salvador's ambassador to the United States is asking Congress to protect thousands of her citizens from deportation. Earlier this week, the Trump administration said it was ending a program for Salvadorans known as TPS, Temporary Protected Status. 200,000 Salvadorans were allowed to work and live in the United States under TPS after a pair of earthquakes devastated the country in 2001. They will now have to leave by September 2019 or risk deportation. Ambassador Claudia Yvette Canjura says she's turning to U.S. lawmakers for help.
There are five bills that have been introduced in the Congress, and all of those bills are looking for improving the status of our people.
Well, here in Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with the ambassador, and he joins us now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Meg.
So what else is the Salvadoran government saying about the ending of TPS for its citizens?
Well, look, they knew this was coming. The writing was on the wall when the Trump administration canceled TPS protections for Haitians and Nicaraguans late last year. So the ambassador tells me that her government had been talking with the Trump administration for months, asking for more time for this legislative fix that we just mentioned, and also asking for more time to get their own country ready back at home. So in a sense, I think the government really did see this one final 18-month extension as a victory. But the semantics there are important because the president of El Salvador tweeted something to that effect earlier this week, and it did not go over well. His citizens were angry that he would call it an extension when really the program is just over.
Okay. So you mentioned preparations both in the United States with U.S. lawmakers or attempts in the, in the United States and preparations in El Salvador. I mean, how are they getting ready in El Salvador? Because we're talking about 200,000 people who could go back.
200,000 people going back to a country where 4 in 10 people already live in poverty. It's got one of the worst murder rates in the world. There's rampant gang violence. We just saw this report yesterday from the U.S. government that illegal immigration to the United States is starting to tick back up again. So it's tough there right now. But the ambassador recognizes that and says they're trying to improve. They've got this program. They call it El Salvador es tu casa. El Salvador is your home. And it's a plan to help people who've been living here with TPS to find jobs. And I want to play some of our conversation now where the ambassador says that generally speaking, that groundwork has been paying off. And she said that big picture, migration to the United States has slowed.
In the last year, the people who came to the south border have decreased about 40%. That's the result of our commitment and our engagement in trying to make better conditions for our people.
Well, one of the big concerns I know that people on TPS have is what will they do with their children? As you know, 190,000 of whom were born in the United States and are U.S. citizens. What are parents telling you that they'll do with their children if they have to leave the United States?
They will decide what they can do with their children. We have been telling them on register are their children a Salvadorian citizen also, so they can have options. But we will work for protect the integrity of our children. We know that we have challenges.
But how would they integrate? These are children whose first language may be English and who have grown up only in the United States. How would they do in El Salvador?
You know, El Salvador is their country. We as government are prepared to receive them in this, and we are going to make our best efforts to generate conditions in our country so that in the case that our people decide to leave, they can find spaces in our country.
Do you think that people here in the United States will stay beyond that deadline of September 2019 and go underground? Do you recommend they do that?
You know, that's a decision that they're going to take. You know, we are working to find the support of the Congress so that they can remain here. We need a legal permanent solution for our people.
So, Peter, that's the El Salvadoran ambassador, Claudia Yvette Canjura, speaking to you there. And, you know, I hear in her voice a recognition of the enormous challenges that her nation faces with the ending of TPS here, but also striking a kind of a diplomatic tone as well.
She has to be diplomatic because billions of dollars from the United States, from these workers who were originally from El Salvador, goes back to her country. So there's a lot of political pressure on her and on the government to try to find a legislative solution so that they can stay in the United States and keep working.
Well, so this is really fascinating, Peter, because, of course, as you know, right now lawmakers are really trying to find a long-term fix for another immigration issue for the DACA program, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that protects young people who were brought to this country illegally from deportation. Is there sort of wiggle room there where El Salvador could combine efforts with DACA efforts?
I think the government hopes that there is. You know, there's about 26,000 Salvadorans under DACA here in the U.S. And the ambassador tells me that the U.S. lawmakers who are sympathetic to the DACA cause might also support some of the legislative solutions that are out there for, you know, a long-term fix for TPS. Just yesterday, a Republican from Colorado, Mike Kaufman, he introduced a bill that would grant TPS workers a path to citizenship. But as we've been seeing all week long, the future of DACA is as unclear today as it ever was. And if you just add TPS to that debate, it could be a really heavy lift.
Well, that's Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd speaking to us about his conversation with El Salvador's ambassador to the United States. Peter, thank you so much.
You're welcome.